John Dean is with us. We are talking about a very serious moment in the world and in American history when the government is broken. Bill Russell, I had to interrupt. Let me give it back to you, please.
Well, you talk about the collegiality, which sound, and there's been a lot of talk about collegiality, you know, particularly in the legislative branch. Which sounds like a nice idea, but you do, I think, an excellent job of demonstrating how important that is within the context of the Constitution, within the context of the separation of powers, and really more broadly within the context of the underlying idea behind this country, you know, the fundamental concepts on which this country was constructed. And civility, at a certain level, seems to be essential to being able to achieve anything, and that seems to have gone away.
Well, as sturdy as our constitutional system is, it really won't work unless there is a civility about the proceedings, unless it's also a fragile system. You can game the system, and that's
not
what
only can, but...
Well, that's what this book is about, how the Republicans have gamed the system and used it. For example, when you removed the seniority system in Congress, in the House in particular, and you decide in its place you will appoint chairs who are most responsive to the Speaker, not necessarily because of loyalty, which was a given, but because of their ability to use their post as a committee chair and to raise money for the Republican cause. That isn't something exactly the founders had in mind.
I don't know what section of the Constitution that's in.
I haven't found that one either. And then you see their abuse of the rules and misuse of the rules, where they, you know, typically the vote in the House, since they've gone to electronic voting, has been 15 minutes. Members don't have long to get over there. It just takes a second to slide their card in, and the votes are closed. And that's always been the custom and tradition. Well, you know, sometimes they'll, you know, something strange will happen, and they'll keep it open 20 minutes. You know, somebody got blocked, or one of the subway trains came over, got jammed, or who knows what could happen. Mm-hmm. So there can be exceptions. But the Republicans made exceptions the standard, and they would keep votes open for anywhere from 30 minutes to 3 hours, if not longer, so they could merely twist arms to get people to get what they wanted, was that one vote majority. That's they mastered the art of the one vote majority, and often, as we now know, with literally bribing members to change their vote. So it's pretty disruptive.
Well, and I will say, reading this, I thought it started looking like professional wrestling, where you have the good guys who just sort of bumble, stumble around, a.k.a. the Democrats. You have the bad guys who cheat, in this case the Republicans, and you've got a referee who is not paying attention, who's always looking the wrong direction. Pick your favorite. It could be the American people. It certainly couldn't be the media.
Or but the Justice Department, well, or the judiciary.
You know, there are lots of failing referees in this, but it is a... As you describe it, and it's a caricature.
Well, the book wasn't meant to be a Republican bashing book.
It is,
especially.
All I did was sift through the evidence, looking not at trying to prepare a litany of screw ups and mistakes and misuse of the processes. Rather to take the big ones, where they are deliberately distorting the design of the Constitution, and do that with each branch, and coming to the conclusion, to my surprise, how poorly my tribe, or former tribe, is at governing. They're good at ruling, which is, I make a distinction, ruling being the pure exercise of power. Governing is an art, a craft, and I don't think this country can long stand a rule. It's just not built for.
Well, it's not the way we were not created to be ruled.
No,
the people, in spite of what people seem to think, we still are sovereign. It is our country. These people nominally work for us, and you know, it seems that part of the challenge in this is to reassert the will of the public.
And when we come back, we will talk about reasserting that will. We will talk about the government that is broken and how it can be fixed with John Dean. Be with us when we return in a moment.